Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of November 2017, and this is the 697th Mole Out, 698th Mole Out Loud, I think. You can probably hear I'm a bit puffed. I'm near the summit of Knock Lofty, and it's been quite heavy going. It's incredibly humid here. It's about 87% humidity, and I feel as if I'm melting. But I'm really glad that I made it to the top. It is so different if it's humid. It really is quite a struggle. I feel as if I'm walking through treacle. And on clear days, which is what it has been up until now, it's hot, but it's sort of clearer somehow and easier to move through the air. I almost feel that it's viscous. Is that the right word? I want to say vicious, which is what I sometimes think it is too, but it's a sort of enveloping cloy on humid days. I'm really hoping that it does rain today. There was rain forecast yesterday and a thunderstorm, but nothing happened, which is why it's so heavy today. But oh gosh, we could really do with it breaking. If so, I'll be really glad too that I've managed to do the walk at this time of day. I'm not as early as I usually am, mainly because I was thrown by the lack of light. It was so overcast that it sort of felt an hour earlier than it really was. So I'm not pausing much on this walk. Anyway, today is the 25th, and it would be my dad's birthday, and I'm trying to think what I would like to do with him in mind. I do want to get some more writing done. In fact, I'm determined to get some more writing done, but I might have a little foray into some of his story, or just kind of go over some of his writings. It's 10 years ago, this time 10 years ago, his first birthday after his death, so to speak. So it was kind of about 2 months after he died. And we had, my brother at that time was living above a cafe in Bern, and the cafe owners gave us the run of the cafe on a Saturday to host a big lunch for my dad, and we had relations coming from England and France, and lots of people from local, their friends, people who had been there, my parents' friends, for over 50 years. Plays music, and was playing music with a friend. One of my nieces played the piano. My father's poetry group took in turns to read poems that my dad had written. And there were a few people who were giving talks about their experiences with my dad when they were children. A couple of my older cousins, so memories that predated me. And it was a really nice way to celebrate his life. So it sort of feels also like an anniversary of that lunch as well as an anniversary of my dad's birthday. In fact, I've just remembered too that my mother used to always make him a cake on his birthday. She had a cake tin that was in the shape of a heart, and it was a walnut coffee cake, and it was completely delicious. He really loved it. So maybe I'll have a look and see whether there's a recipe for that. That would be, although it might be really hot to be baking today. Anyway, I'll have a look at that as well. Yesterday, I actually did some work in the shed. I think I mentioned that I was clearing it, getting things ready for the surge and wanting an alternative space. And so I prepared it and went in. And it was a lovely place to write. It was actually a bit cooler yesterday, so I don't know whether... I suspect that was why it was also so pleasant in there. I'm not sure what it will be like today. But I sort of remembered how lovely it was to have a dedicated space for working rather than a space that you share with other things. I often have got into the habit of just moving my keyboard to the side in order to eat. And I think actually it's really nice to move away from where you're working to eat and not confuse what you do at a desk. So I'm happy to have done that. And I also have to report that the little bit of Electrolux that disappeared on me has reappeared. It was a bit of a trick hiding on its part. And it was quite funny. I told my sister about it, and when I'd lost it, and she said she was walking in Ipswich with a small child, and the small child suddenly looked up and pointed at this black plastic ring that was looped over a wrought iron fence post. Hello, how are you? And she said it just looked exactly like the ring that I was missing, that she thought maybe she should send to me. It would have been very funny if it had fitted. I was sort of taken by surprise to be seen by someone, because I've not seen anybody up here this morning. And I have a tendency to look at the ground rather than straight ahead, which is often quite a good idea because you don't trip over stones and roots. But it means I often don't see people until they're next to me. I think what I'm going to do is finish this podcast when I get back home. I'll just wander down this side of the mountain. I'm sort of at the point now where there's a bit of cool breeze coming off the big mountain. And that will be a really, really nice thing. So I want to leave my arms free to swing about. Anyway, I will talk to you a bit later. It's now early afternoon, and I wonder if you can hear it. It has started to rain. Actually, it's raining quite hard. I'm just outside the cafe. I just had to be in it to to smell the water on the tarmac of the road, and the rain on the veranda. It's absolutely fabulous. It just didn't rain yesterday, and it looked as if it was going to not do it today. It may be over in 5 minutes. I can see bits of blue sky, but just this moment of it is fantastic. We need lots and lots more of it. And actually, it's going to get hotter tonight, so maybe it will stop soon. As you can hear, it really has softened already. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you've been able to hunker down into whatever creative project you're working on, that you've been able to garner some time for yourself, and it's beautiful, isn't it? Oh, thunder.
When you're awake. Oh my God.
It's, it's such a novelty here. Everybody has come out of the cafe just to be in it. But, yeah, I think it might be a bit short-lived, but that was very, very nice. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and that you too have a treat in store, whether it's rain or something, or sun, or something quite different. Thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.